Today's reading begins in 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 6. 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 6. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, and Jerael, 3. The sons of Bela, Esbon, Uzai, Aziel, Jeremoth, and Eri, 5. Heads of fathers' houses, mighty warriors, and their enrollment by genealogies was 22,034. The sons of Becher, Zemara, Joash, Eleazar, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these were the sons of Becher, and their enrollment by genealogies according to their generations as heads of their fathers' houses, mighty warriors, was 20,200. The son of Jediel, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Chenana, Zethon, Tarshish, Ahishahar. All these were the sons of Jediel, according to the heads of their fathers' houses, mighty warriors, 17,200, able to go to war. And Shuppim and Huppim were the sons of Ir, Hushim, the son of Ahir. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Guni, Jazir, and Shalom, the descendants of Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh, Asriel, whom his Aramean concubine bore. She bore Machir, the father of Gilead, and Machir took a wife for Huppim and for Shuppim. The name of his sister was Maacah, and the name of the second was Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had daughters. And Maacah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she called his name Peresh. And the name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakim. The son of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, the son of Machir, son of Manasseh, and his sister Hamalaketh bore Ishbad, Ebiezer, and Mela. The sons of Shemida were Ahian, Shechem, Liki, and Aniam. The sons of Ephraim, Shuthelah, and Bered his son, Tahath his son, Eliada his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, Shuthelah his son, and Ezer and Eliad, whom the men of Gath who were born in the land killed, because they came down to raid their livestock. And Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brothers came to confront him. And Ephraim went in to his wife, and she conceived and bore a son. And he called his name Beriah, because disaster had fallen his house. His daughter was Shirah, who built both lower and upper Beth-horon, and Uzen-Shirah, Rephah his son, Resheph his son, Tila his son, Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amahud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, Joshua his son. Their positions and settlements were Bethel and its towns, and to the east, Naran, and to the west, Gezer and its towns, Shechem and its towns, Aya and its towns, also in possession of the Manassites, Beth Shean and its towns, Taanak and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. And these lived the sons of Joseph, the sons of Israel. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malkiel, who fathered Birzeith. Heber fathered Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet, Pasek, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These are the sons of Japhlet. The sons of Shemer, his brother, Roga, Jehuba, and Aram. The sons of Helam, his brother, Zophah, Imnah, Shelish, and Amal. The sons of Zophah, Sua, Harnifer, Shuel, Beri, Imrah, Bezer, Hod, Shama, Shilsha, Ithron, and Bera. The sons of Jether, Jephunneh, Pispah, and Era. The sons of Ulah, Era, Haniel, and Riziah. All of these were men of Asher, heads of fathers' houses, approved, mighty warriors, chiefs of the princes. Their number enrolled by genealogies for service in war was 26,000 men. Benjamin fathered Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ahara the third, Nohah the fourth, Rapha the fifth, and Bela had sons, Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shephufan, and Mhurim. These are the sons of Ehud. They were the heads of fathers' houses of the inhabitants of Geba, and they were carried into exile into Manasseh. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, that is, Higlam, who fathered Uzzah and Ahuhud. And Shaharim fathered sons in the country of Moab after he had sent away Husham and Bera his wives. He fathered sons by Hodesh his wife, Jobab, Zibiah, Mesha, Malcolm, Jewiz, Sakiah, and Mirmah. These were his sons, heads of fathers' houses. He also fathered sons by Hushim, Abitub, and Elpal. The sons of Elpal, Eber, Mesham, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its towns, and Beriah and Shema. They were heads of fathers' houses of the inhabitants of Aijalon, who caused the inhabitants of Gath to flee, and Ahio, Sheshak, and Jeremoth. Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Joha were the sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshullam, Hizki, Heber, Ishmerai, Isleah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpal. Jachim, Zikri, Zabdi, Elianai, Zilathai, Eliel, Adaiah, Beraiah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anthothijah, Ephdiah, Penuel were the sons of Sheshach. Shemsherai, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jerushiah, Elijah, and Zikri were sons of Jeroham. These were the heads of fathers' houses according to their generations, chief men. These lived in Jerusalem. Jaleel, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon, and the name of his wife was Maacah. His firstborn son, Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechar, and Mikloth. He fathered Shemaiah. Now these also lived opposite their kinsmen in Jerusalem with their kinsmen. Ner was the father of Kish, Kish of Saul, Saul of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbal, and the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Tereah, and Ahaz. Ahaz fathered Jehoiada, and Jehoiada fathered Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri fathered Moza, Moza fathered Benaiah, Rapheth was his son, Eliezer his son, Azel his son. Azel had six sons, and these are their names: Azrakam, Vocheru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. The sons of Eshek his brother, Ulam his firstborn, Joish the second, and Eliphelet the third. The sons of Ulam were men who were mighty warriors, bowmen, having many sons and grandsons, 150. All these were Benjamites. That completes our reading for today. I hope that you're noticing that along the way in these genealogies, we're seeing some familiar names that we've read about before. And so it's important to realize that genealogies were of utmost importance to the Jews, not only for their land inheritance, but also in the plan of God as all of this unfolds and we finally reach Jesus later on. Consider these things, and please, as always, continue in prayer that God may be with us all.